WM with Central Carolina Sky 1. The National Weather Service have issued a tornado watch number 4 until 6 p.m. Until 6 p.m. for all counties within the Central Carolina Sky 1 area. Remember, a watch means conditions are favorable for severe weather to develop in and around the watch area. Sky 1 will monitor this frequency for report of severe weather should it develop and increase activity as needed with criteria verification. Sky 1 is in standby mode. That means the repeat is free for normal amateur activity. We ask that stations leave longer breaks between transmission for any Sky 1 traffic. This is KD4JWF for Central Carolina Sky 1 standing by for any spotted report of criteria severe weather.
NC4BA.
Okay, I was just trying to see if you got the warning for Chatham County.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to get now. I got some issues with my computer here real quick. But I just received it, I get ready to do it.
Okay, you're dropping down a little bit in the noise. Are you on, you're still on high power? I can copy. You're pretty down in the noise. Go ahead with the warning and let me hear you again. Go ahead. KD4JWF NC4BA. Jose, if that was you, you weren't making the repeater.
NC4VAAB4SL.
Hey, Scott. Scott, if you're available, I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to you. Jose, KD4JWF, if you're listening, you're having difficulty, I think, making the repeater at this point. You're above the noise level, but it's varying. You drop down in it and had a hard time understanding you. So I'm going to turn net control duties over to AD4 now. NC4VA.
Skywarn active.
This is AB4SL with Central Carolina Skywarn. At 12:50, the National Weather Service issued a severe thunderstorm warning for the following counties. Guilford, Randolph, Alamance, and Western Chatham County. Of course, Chatham County is in the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area. Effective until 1:45 p.m. this afternoon. At 12:49, Doppler radar indicated a line of severe thunderstorms capable of producing quarter-size hail and damaging winds in excess of 58 miles per hour. These storms were located along a line extending from near Achawasape to 7 miles northwest of Seagrove, moving east at 50 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Greensboro, Burlington, Ashboro, Graham, Siler City, Randleman, and Mebane. Severe thunderstorms will damage, can produce damaging winds, destructive hail, deadly lightning, and very heavy rain. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of your home or business. Heavy rains flood roads quickly, so do not drive into areas where water covers the roads. If you're caught outside, seek shelter in a vehicle or a nearby building. As a last resort, lie down in a low-lying area and cover your head with your hands. Straight-line winds can blow down trees and power lines and damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in sturdy structure until the storm has passed. Stay away from windows. Flying debris produced by damaging winds can be deadly. Remember, a warning means severe weather is imminent or occurring based on radar and or ground reports. The National Weather Service is looking for reports of severe weather. This includes hail, any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch diameter or larger thereafter, measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour, measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less than the times of measurement. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs, rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, and damage caused by high winds such as down limbs or trees in their approximate diameter, and any building or roof damage. Skywarn will monitor this frequency for reports of severe weather and increase activity as needed with any criteria verification. Skywarn is in the standby mode. This means that it is non-directed net and the repeater is free for normal activity. We just ask that stations leave longer breaks between transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. Please stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or your local media for further information and updates. We're operating on the WB4TQD 146.88 repeater. Should this repeater go offline, our first backup is a K4ITL 147.105 repeater with a tone of 82.5 Hz. This repeater is located in Broadway, North Carolina. Our second backup is a K4ITL 147.135 repeater, also with a tone of 82.5. This repeater is located in Chapel Hill. Our third backup is the Carolina 440 UHF link system. These frequencies can be found at www.carolina440.net. This is AB4SL for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for any spotter reports of severe weather that meets criteria. AB4SL with Central Carolina Skywarn at 1:07 p.m. National Weather Service in Raleigh issued this severe weather statement. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 1:45 p.m. this afternoon for western Chatham County. At 1:06 p.m., public reported a line of severe thunderstorms producing damaging winds in excess of 60 miles per hour. These storms are located along a line extending from 7 miles northeast of Etowah to Ossipee to 7 miles north of Seagrove, moving east at 35 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Burlington, Graham, Siler City, Mevin, Hall River, Ramsger, Franklinville, Swempsonville, Alamance, and Staley. Remember, severe thunderstorms produce damaging winds, destructive hail, and deadly lightning, and very heavy rain. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of your home or business. Heavy rain floods roads quickly, so do not drive in areas where water covers the road. These storms have a history of producing wind damage. This is a very dangerous situation, so seek shelter now inside a sturdy structure and stay away from windows. In addition, a tornado watch remains in effect until 6 p.m. this evening for Chatham, Durham, Edgecombe, Franklin, Granville, Halifax, Harnett, Johnston, Lee, Nash, Orange, Person, Sampson, Vance, Wake, Warren, Wayne, and Wilson counties. Once again, a tornado watch in effect for those counties until 6 p.m. this evening. This is AB4SL with Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for criteria reports of severe weather. This is AB4SL Central Carolina Skywarn at 1:21 p.m. this afternoon. National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Chatham, Durham, and Orange counties. Once again, a severe thunderstorm warning has been issued for Chatham, Durham, and Orange counties, effective until 2:15 p.m. this afternoon. At 1:20 p.m., local law enforcement reported a line of severe thunderstorms producing damaging winds in excess of 58 miles per hour. These storms are located along a line extending from Green Level to near Goldston and moving east at 45 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Durham, Chapel Hill, Sanford, Hillsboro, Pittsboro, Carrboro, Mebane, Bynum, Parkwood, Cane Creek Reservoir, Jordan Lake, Farrington, Moncure, Shilly, Bahama, Gorman, and Eflin. Severe thunderstorms produce damaging winds, destructive hail, deadly lightning, and very heavy rain. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of your home or business. Heavy rains floods roads quickly. Do not drive in areas where water covers the road. Doppler radar has indicated some weak rotation within these storms, although a tornado is not immediately likely. If one is spotted, act quickly and move to a place of safety in a sturdy structure, such as a basement or small interior room. These storms have a history of producing wind damage. This is a very dangerous situation. Seek shelter now inside a sturdy structure and stay away from windows. This is AB4SL with Central Carolina Skywarn standing by for spotter reports of criteria severe weather. This is AB4SL with Central Carolina Skywarn. At 1:22 p.m., National Weather Service issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Lee and Harnett counties, effective until 2 p.m. this afternoon. Once again, a severe thunderstorm warning for Lee and Harnett counties. At 1:22 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a line of severe thunderstorms capable of producing damaging winds in excess of 58 miles per hour. These storms were located along a line extending from 7 miles south of Goldston to near Hamlet, moving east at 55 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Sanford, Southern Pines, Carthage, Pinehurst, Aberdeen, Five Points, Whispering Pines, Pine Bluff, Broadway, Taylortown, Bass, Cameron, Tramway, Lemon Springs, Ashley Heights, Gum Springs, Olivia, Cumnock, Pine View, and Seminole. Once again, the National Weather Service in Raleigh has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Harnett and Lee counties, effective until 2 p.m. this afternoon. This is AB4SL with Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of criteria severe weather. This is AB4SL with Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service in Raleigh has issued a tornado warning for Chatham and southeastern Orange counties in central North Carolina. Once again, the National Weather Service in Raleigh has issued a tornado warning for Chatham and southwestern Orange counties, effective until 2 o'clock this afternoon. At 1:23 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado. This stray dangerous storm was located 8 miles northeast of Siler City, moving northeast at 55 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Siler City, Pittsboro, Bynum, Cane Creek Reservoir, Saxapaw, Snow Camp, Suthbin, and Farrington. Take cover now. Move to a basement or an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Avoid windows. In a mobile home or outdoors, move to the closest substantial shelter and protect yourself from flying debris. Motorists should not take shelter under highway overpasses. If you cannot drive safely away from the tornado, as a last resort, either park your vehicle and stay put or abandon your vehicle and lie down in a low-lying area and protect yourself from flying debris. If a tornado or other severe weather is spotted, please relay your report to Central Carolina Skywarn. Once again, the National Weather Service in Raleigh has issued a tornado warning for Chatham and southwestern Orange counties, effective until 2 p.m. this afternoon. as a reminder, Skywarn is in the active mode. Active mode, this is mode means this is a directed net, and all traffic should be directed to net control. This is AB4SL with Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of criteria severe weather. AB4SL with Central Carolina Skywarn. At 1:28 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued this severe weather statement. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 1:45 for western Chatham County. At 1:27 p.m., the public reported a line of severe thunderstorms producing damaging winds in excess of 60 miles per hour. These storms were located along a line extending from 11 miles west of Rougemont to near Siler City, moving east at 50 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Burlington, Graham, Siler City, Mebane, Green Level, Goldston, Elon College, Woodlawn, Gibsonville, Haw River, Swempsonville, Alamance, Staley, Atamaha, Sutphin, Hasty, Glen Raven, Pleasant Grove, and Harper's Crossroads. In addition, as a reminder, the National Weather Service in Raleigh has issued a tornado warning for Chatham and southwestern Orange counties, effective until 2 p.m. this afternoon. This is AB4SL with Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of criteria severe weather. Central Carolina Skywarn. At 1:31 p.m., National Weather Service in Raleigh issued this special weather statement. A line of strong showers and thunderstorms will move across southeastern Wake, eastern Harnett, western Wayne, Sampson, Cumberland, and Johnston counties until 2:30 p.m. this afternoon. At 1:29 p.m., National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a line of thunderstorms from near Anger to 13 miles southeast of Antioch, moving northeast at 55 miles per hour. Wind gusts up to 50 miles per hour can be possible with these storms. Locations impacted include Fayetteville, Smithfield, Clinton, Lillington, Garner, Clayton, Dunn, Anger, Benson, and Wilson Mills. This is AB4SL with Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of criteria severe weather. This is AB4SL with Central Carolina Skywarn. At 1:33, National Weather Service in Raleigh issued this severe weather statement. A tornado warning remains in effect until 2 p.m. for Chatham and southwestern Orange counties. At 1:33 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado. This dangerous storm was located 7 miles southwest of Carrboro, or 9 miles southwest of Chapel Hill, moving northeast at 55 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Pittsboro, Bynum, Cane Creek Reservoir, and Farrington. Take cover now. Move to a basement or an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Avoid windows. If in a mobile home or outdoors, move to the closest substantial shelter and protect yourself from flying debris. Motorists should not take shelter under highway overpasses. If you cannot drive safely away from the tornado, as a last resort, either park your vehicle and stay put, or abandon your vehicle and lie down in a low-lying area and protect yourself from flying debris. As a reminder, Carolina Skywarn is in the active mode. This is a directed net, and all traffic should be directed to net control. This is AB4SL with Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of criteria severe weather. This is AB4SL with Central Carolina Skywarn. At 1:35 p.m., National Weather Service and Rutland issued this severe weather statement. The severe thunderstorm warning for western Chatham counties will be allowed to expire at 1:45 p.m. this afternoon. The line of storms which prompted the warning has moved out of the area, therefore the warning will be allowed to expire at 1:45. This is AB4SL with Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of criteria severe weather. National Weather Service in Raleigh issued tornado warning for southwestern Wake, eastern Chatham, Durham, and southern Orange counties, and effective until 2:15 p.m. this afternoon. Once again, the National Weather Service in Raleigh has issued a tornado warning for southwestern Wake, eastern Chatham, Durham, and southern Orange counties, effective until 2:15 p.m. this afternoon. At 1:39 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a severe squall line capable of producing a tornado, as well as damaging straight-line winds. These dangerous storms were located near Pittsburgh, moving east at 50 miles per hour. At 1:20 p.m., a funnel cloud was reported at Highway 15501, Nahal River Bridge in Chatham County. Locations impacted include Chapel Hill, Pittsburgh, Carrboro, Apex, and Holly Springs. Take cover now. Move to a basement or an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Avoid windows. If in a mobile home or outdoors, move to the closest substantial shelter and protect yourself from flying debris. Motorists should not take shelter under highway overpasses. If you cannot drive foot safely away from the tornado, as a last resort, either park your vehicle and stay put, or abandon your vehicle and lie down in a low-lying area and protect yourself from flying debris. Once again, the National Weather Service in Raleigh has issued a tornado warning for southwestern Wake, eastern Chatham, Durham, and southern Orange counties, effective until 2:15 p.m. this afternoon. This is AB4SL with Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of criteria severe weather. Central Carolina Skywarn. At 1:45 p.m., National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Granville, Vance, Wake, Franklin, and eastern Person counties, effective until 2:45 p.m. this afternoon. Once again, the National Weather Service in Raleigh has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Granville, Vance, Wake, Franklin, and eastern Person counties, effective until 2:45. At 1:44 p.m., local law enforcement reported a line of severe thunderstorms producing damaging winds in excess of 58 miles per hour. These storms were located along a line extending from near Roxborough to 9 miles northeast of Pope Air Force Base and moving east of 50 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Raleigh, Cary, Henderson, Oxford, Roxborough, Creedmoor, Lewisburg, Wake Forest, Garner, Fuquay, Verena, Butner, Zebulon, Franklinton, RDU International, Apex, Holly Springs, Morrisville, and Knightdale. Severe thunderstorms produce damaging winds, destructive hail, deadly lightning, and very heavy rain. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of your home or business. Heavy rains flood roads quickly. Do not drive into areas where water covers the road.
Good afternoon.
This is AB4SL. Skywarn standing by.
Good afternoon. This is the WB4TQD repeater.
The time is 1:47 p.m.
This is AB4SL with Central Carolina Skywarn at 1:45 p.m. National Weather Service in Raleigh. Issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Johnston, southwestern Nash, Wilson, Sampson, Wayne, and Harnett counties effective until 2:45 p.m. this afternoon. Once again, a severe thunderstorm warning has been issued for Johnston, southwestern Nash, Wilson, Sampson, Wayne, and Harnett counties. At 1:44 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a line of thunderstorms capable of producing damaging winds in excess of 58 miles per hour. These storms were located along a line extending from near Clayton to 14 miles southeast of Fayetteville, moving northeast at 60 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Fayetteville, Goldsboro, Smithfield, Clinton, Lillington, Fort Bragg, Wilson, Clayton, Dunn, Zebulon, Anger, Benson, Wilson Mills, Elm City, Fremont, Bailey, Godwin, Keener, Plainview, and Vans Crossroads. Once again, a severe thunderstorm warning has been issued until 2:45 for Johnston, southwestern Nash, Wilson, Sampson, Wayne, and Harnett counties. This is AB4SL with Central Carolina Skywarn standing by for spotter reports of criteria severe weather. This is AB4SL with Central Carolina Skywarn. At 1:49 p.m., National Weather Service issued this severe weather statement. The tornado warning for Chatham and southwestern Orange counties has been canceled. The storm which prompted the warning has moved out of the area. Therefore, the warning has been canceled. Remember, a tornado warning still remains in effect for eastern Chatham, southern Orange, Durham, and Wake counties. This is AB4SL with Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of criteria severe weather.
Net control from KB3JJJ.
KB3JJJ, go ahead. This is AB4SL.
Good afternoon. I am in Morrisville, and that line is going through as we speak, and I'm in that tornado warning area. And I didn't see anything alarming. Ahead of the line of rain, I saw a lot of low-level scuds. I didn't really see much rotation. Everything was kind of moving so fast, it didn't look like anything tight, but it moved through so quickly, I'm just getting pummeled with the rain now. But I'll let you know if I see anything. KB3JJ.
Okay, copy that. And just to make sure that I heard you clearly, you did not see any rotation at that time. Is that correct?
That's QSL. I didn't notice. I'll tell you what, I've never seen rain like this in my life. I have to be honest. But no, I did not see any rotation. A lot of low-level scud that was moving very quickly, but no rotation. KB3JJJ.
Okay, and no hail also, correct?
That's a QSL, no hail, just extremely heavy rain. But it went very quickly. I don't think the rain lasted but maybe 8 to 10 minutes, and it's already beginning to slow down here in Morrisville.
Okay, appreciate that very much. This is AB4SL with Central Carolina Skywarn. This is AB4SL with Central Carolina Skywarn. At 1:50 p.m., National Weather Service in Raleigh issued this severe weather statement. The severe thunderstorm warning for Harnett County will be allowed to expire at 2 p.m. The line of storms which prompted the warning have moved out of the area. Therefore, the warning will be allowed to expire at 2 p.m. for Harnett County. This is AB4SL with Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of criteria severe weather. This is AB4SL with Central Carolina Skywarn. As a reminder, a tornado warning remains in effect for southwestern Wake, eastern Chatham, Durham, and southern Orange counties until 2:15 p.m. this afternoon. At 1:39 p.m., Doppler radar indicated several a severe squall line capable of producing a tornado, as well as damaging straight-line winds. These dangerous storms were located near Pittsburgh, moving east at 50 miles per hour. At 1:20 p.m., a funnel cloud was reported at Highway 15501 and the Hall River Bridge in Chatham County. Locations impacted include Chapel Hill, Pittsburgh, Carrboro, Apex, and Holly Springs. This is AB4SL with Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of criteria severe weather. This is AB4SL with Central Carolina Skywarn. At 1:55 p.m. this afternoon, National Weather Service in Raleigh issued this severe weather statement. The tornado warning for eastern Chatham and southern Orange counties has been canceled. The tornadic thunderstorm which prompted the warning has moved out of the warned area, therefore the warning has been canceled. Once again, the tornado warning for eastern Chatham and southern Orange counties has been canceled. A tornado warning remains in effect until 2:15 p.m. for western Wake and Durham counties. At 1:54 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a severe squall line capable of producing both tornadoes and extensive straight-line wind damage. Those dangerous storms were located near Chapel Hill, moving east at 50 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Raleigh, Durham, Cary, Chapel Hill, RDU International, Apex, Holly Springs, Morrisville, Bethesda, Parkwood, Gorman, Carpenter, New Hill, and Research Triangle Park. This is AB4SL with Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of criteria severe weather.
KB3JJJ to net control.
Go ahead, KB3JJJ.
Okay, I just wanted to report some tree damage that is in the roadway. It is on the Interstate 540 entrance ramp from I-40. So on the entrance ramp to 540 coming from I-40, I have some pine branches in the ramp. Not very large, but big enough to where people are having to drive into the shoulder to get around them. I would say maybe an inch thick, but there's definitely some tree damage in that area.
Okay, the road is not blocked, is that correct?
No, it's not blocked. The entrance ramp is two lanes, and the right lane has a pretty significant piece of branch in it, and I would say that lane is blocked, but the other lane is not. KV3JJJ.
Okay, and this was 540 entrance from I-40, is that correct?
That is correct. The entrance that takes you eastbound on 540, yes.
Okay, could I get your spotter number, please?
Oh, yes, sir. Sorry, I should have given that a long time ago. It's WAK244.
Okay, appreciate it very much. This is AB4SL with Central Carolina Skywarn. This is AB4SL with Central Carolina Skywarn. At 1:55 p.m., National Weather Service in Raleigh issued this severe weather statement. The severe thunderstorm warning for Chatham and Orange counties has been canceled. The line of storm which prompted the warning have moved out of the area. Therefore, the warning has been canceled. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 2:15 p.m. for Durham County. At 1:55 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a line of severe thunderstorms capable of producing damaging winds in excess of 60 miles per hour. These storms are located along a line extending from near Rougemont to 11 miles east of Pittsburgh, moving east at 45 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Durham, Rougemont, Bethesda, Parkwood, Bahama, Gorman, and Research Triangle Park. This is AB4SL with Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of criteria severe weather.
Net control from KB3JJJ with more tree damage.
Go ahead, KB3JJJ.
Yes, sir, on eastbound 540, right after exit two, right before the Leesville Road exit, I have a pine tree in the road blocking 540. The only way to get around it is to drive up into the left-hand shoulder. It's one of those very large pine trees. It looks to be a good foot and a half circumference thick. It's a very large one. And it is definitely blocking 540. And there's little branches, pine cones, tree debris all over the road here.
NC4VA.
Go ahead, NC4VA.
Thanks, Scott. Let me grab the report so you can continue reading the announcement, the warning. That was my... just before the Leesville, just before the Leesville exit, and you said a pine tree is down. Is it blocking a line?
That's a QSL, Virginia. It is right before, going eastbound on Interstate 540, right before the Leesville Road exit, which is number 3. It's a very large pine tree that is down, blocking all but the left-hand shoulder. There appears to be one state trooper on the scene. He was trying to take some of the tree off of the lane, but he'll never be able to do it without a truck. It's a very large tree.
AB4SL.
Go ahead and I'll continue with his report in a moment.
This is AB4SL with Central Carolina Skywarn. At 2:01 p.m., National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a tornado warning for western Johnston, Wake, and southeastern Durham counties, effective until 2:30 p.m. Once again, the National Weather Service in Raleigh has issued a tornado warning for western Johnston, Wake, southeastern Durham counties, effective until 2:30 p.m. this afternoon. At 2 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a severe squall line capable of producing a tornado, as well as damaging straight-line winds. These dangerous storms were located near RDU International, or 8 miles northwest of Raleigh, moving northeast at 65 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Raleigh, Durham, Cary, Wake Forest, Garner, Fuquay, Verena, Clayton, RDU International, Apex, Holly Springs, Morrisville, Knightdale, Roseville, Bethesda, Falls Lake, Lake Wheeler, Purnell, Research Triangle, and Carpenter. Take cover now, move to a basement or an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Avoid windows. If in a mobile home or outdoors, move to the closest substantial shelter and protect yourself from flying debris. Motorists should not take shelter under highway overpasses. If you cannot drive safely away from the tornado as a last resort, either park your vehicle and stay put, or abandon your vehicle and lie down in a low-lying area and protect yourself from flying debris. Once again, the National Weather Service in Raleigh has issued a tornado warning effective until 2:30 p.m. for western Johnston and southeastern Durham counties. This is AB4SL with Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of criteria severe weather.
Mike. C4VA, since I've got your report. Large pine tree down, blocking all lanes of 540 for exit number 3, which is the traffic in the left shoulder after the behind tree.
I'm sorry, Virginia, you're very noisy into the machine, but I believe you've got most of it. I just didn't hear the end part.
What was the diameter of the tree?
It looked to be at least maybe a foot and a half thick, possibly even up to 2. It was a very large, one of the really tall pine trees.
Okay, and that's the diameter and not the circumference, is that correct?
yes, the diameter, yes, correct.
Okay, and last of all, what's your spotter number, Mike?
It is WAK244, Virginia, and I'm still heading eastbound on 540, kind of behind it, and there's still a whole bunch of, like, tree debris all over the road, but I'll let you know if I see something significant. KV3JJJ.
Thank you very much. NC4VA, that's 4SL.
Sound like shit.
Back to AB4SL.
NC4 via AB4SL.
Go ahead, Scott.
Oh, I thought you had called me. No problem.
Hi, NC4 via or Central or Skywarn.
Go ahead.
Hey, Virginia, KJ4OBR. Just wanted to let you know I have a measured wind gust of 57.2 about 5.5, 7 minutes ago.
Okay, 57.2 miles per hour about 5 minutes ago. And what's your spotter ID?
No, I don't have an ID yet. I need to get to the current training.
Okay, no problem. Is that your home location?
That is correct, my QTH.
Thank you very much, I appreciate it. NC4VA, back to AB4SL.
KJ4VR, clear.
This is AB4SL with Central Carolina Skywarn. At 2:07 p.m., National Weather Service and Model issued this severe weather statement. The tornado warning for Western Wake and Durham counties will be allowed to expire at 2:15 p.m. this afternoon. The tornadic thunderstorm which prompted the warning has moved out of the warned area. Therefore, the warning will be allowed to expire. Once again, the tornado warning for Eastern Wake and Durham counties will be allowed to expire at 2:15 p.m. this afternoon. This is AB4SL with Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of criteria severe weather.
Thank you. sorry, say again.
Charlie Hotel Alpha 121.
Charlie Hotel Alpha 121. Thank you so much. Great report. NC4VA back to AB4SL.
NAEIP.
November Alpha, go ahead.
November 8, Echo India Papa. Freight train sound, Clayton, North Carolina. No visual.
Okay. Are you in a safe location?
Yes.
Okay.
Clayton near Garner, North Carolina.
What time?
Now.
Okay, take cover, and if you notice any damage afterwards, let us know. Thank you. NC4VA.
NC4VA, 84UJC.
Yeah, Virginia, spotter number, Juliet Hotel, November 173. Location is Strickland's Crossroads, US 701 in southern Johnson County. Approximately 5 minutes ago, a strong wind gust came through, broke a tree, a poplar tree, 6 inches in diameter, about 12, 15 feet off the ground.
Okay. So spotter number JHN173, the location Strickland's Crossroads and US 701, Johnson County. Broken poplar tree, 6 inches in diameter, about 15 feet from the ground. Is that correct?
That is correct.
What time was that?
I'm sorry, Virginia, say again.
But the time of the event, over.
Time of the event, I would say it was approximately 2:08 p.m. 14:08.
Got it. Very much. Anything else?
Not at this time. Once it dies down, I'll drive around and do a survey. KD4UJC.
Very much. And I would appreciate anyone who would do that afterwards. Great report. NC4VA back to AB4SL.
This is AB4SL with Central Carolina Skywarn. At 2:13 p.m., National Weather Service in Raleigh has issued a tornado warning for southeastern Granville, Vance, northeastern Wake, and Franklin counties, effective in 2:45 p.m. this afternoon. Once again, a tornado warning has been issued for southeastern Granville, Vance, northeastern Wake, and Franklin counties, effective until 2:45 p.m. this afternoon. At 2:13 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a severe squall line capable of producing a tornado, as well as a damaging straight line, winds. These dangerous storms are located over Garner or near Raleigh and moving northeast at 45 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Henderson, Oxford, Lewisburg, Wake Forest, Zebulon, Franklinton, Kittrell, Bunn, Knightdale, Wendale, Roseville, Youngsville, Middleburg, Centerville, Pilot, Gilbert, Purnell, South Henderson, Ingleside, and Dabney. Once again, a tornado warning has been issued for southeastern Granville, Vance, northeastern Wake, and Franklin counties, effective until 2:45 p.m. This is AB4SL with Central Carolina Skywarn, sending by for spotter reports of criteria severe weather. This is AB4SL with Central Carolina Skywarn. At 2:15 p.m., National Weather Service in Raleigh issued this severe weather statement. The tornado warning for western Johnston, Wake, and southeastern Durham counties has been canceled. The storm which prompted the warning has moved out of the area. Therefore, the warning has been canceled. Once again, the tornado warning for western Johnston, Wake, and southeastern Durham counties has been canceled. This is AB4SL with Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of criteria severe weather. AB4SL with Central Carolina Skywarn at 217 National Weather Service in Raleigh issued this severe weather statement. The severe thunderstorm warning for eastern Person County has been canceled. The line of storms which prompted the warning have moved out of the warned area. Therefore, the warning has been canceled. This is AB4SL with Central Carolina Skywarn standing by for spotter reports of criteria severe weather. This is AB4SL with Central Carolina Skywarn at 2:17 p.m. National Weather Service in Raleigh issued this severe weather statement. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 2:45 p.m. for eastern Granville, Vance, northeastern Wake, and Franklin counties. At 2:16 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a line of severe thunderstorms capable of producing damaging winds in excess of 60 miles per hour. These storms were located along a line extending from 6 miles north of Oxford to near Benson, moving east at 50 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Raleigh, Henderson, Oxford, Creedmoor, Lewisburg, Wake Forest, Zebulon, Franklinton, Kittrell, Bunn, Knightdale, Wendell, Roseville, Youngsville, Middleburg, Centerville, Carr Lake, Tungsten, South Henderson, and Dabney. This is AB4SL with Central Carolina Skywarn standing by for spotter reports of criteria severe weather.
Net Control from KB3JJJ, are you accepting reports of widespread power outages?
NC4VA, if you can see the tree damage that's causing the outage, share the tree damage rather than the outage itself. NC4VA.
Okay, thank you, Virginia. I don't see the tree. I'll clear. KB3JJ.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate all that you do. And if you come across anything you should do in your survey, let us know. NC4VA.
This is AB4SL with Central Carolina Skywarn. At 2:20 p.m., National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a tornado warning for Johnston County. Once again, a tornado warning for Johnston County has been issued, effective until 2:45 p.m. At 2:20 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a severe squall line capable of producing a tornado as well as damaging straight-line winds. These dangerous storms are located over Wilson's Mills, or 7 miles north of Smithfield, moving northeast at 65 miles per hour. Location impacted includes Smithfield, Clayton, Wilson's Mills, West Smithfield, Selma, Four Oaks, Pine Level, Kenley, Princeton, Micro, Flowers, and Emmett. Once again, a tornado warning has been issued for Johnston County, effective until 2:45 p.m. this afternoon. This is AB4SL with Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of criteria severe weather.
NC4VA, Scott, if you find you need to take cover, let me know, NC4VA.
Copy that, AB4SL.
Back with power, monitoring.
This is AB4SL with Central Carolina Skywarn. National Weather Service in Raleigh has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Nash, Halifax, and Warren counties, effective until 3:15 p.m. this afternoon. At 2:21 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a line of severe thunderstorms capable of producing damaging winds in excess of 58 miles per hour. These storms were located along a line extending from near Henderson to 7 miles north of Clayton, moving northeast at 65 miles per hour. locations impacted include Rocky Mount, Roanoke Rapids, Nashville, Warrenton, Halifax, Norlina, Dorchester, Littleton, Momire, South Rosemary, Red Oak, Enfield, Sharpsburg, Weldon, Whitakers, Castalia, Macon, Lake Gaston, Rosemary, and Glenview. Once again, a severe thunderstorm warning has been issued for Nash, Halifax, and Warren counties effective until 3:15 p.m. this afternoon. This is AB4SL with Central Carolina Skywarn standing by for spotter reports of criteria severe weather. Central Carolina Skywarn at 2:24 p.m. National Weather Service in Raleigh issued this severe weather statement. The tornado warning for southeastern Granville County has been canceled. The tornadic thunderstorm which prompted the warning has moved out of the warned area. Therefore, the warning has been canceled. A tornado warning remains in effect until 2:45 p.m. for Vance, northeastern Wake, and Franklin counties. At 2:24 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a severe squall line capable of producing both tornadoes and extensive straight-line wind damage. So these dangerous storms were located 7 miles east of Raleigh, moving northeast. Moving northeast at 45 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Henderson, Lewisburg, Zebulon, Franklinton, Cottrell, Bunn, Wendell, Youngsville, Middleburg, Centerview, Pilot, Gilbert, South Henderson, Ingleside, and Dabney. This is AB4SL with Central Carolina Skywarn standing by for spotter reports of criteria severe weather. AB4SL with Central Carolina Skywarn at 2:24 p.m. National Weather Service issued this severe weather statement. The tornado warning for southeastern Granville County has been canceled. The tornadic thunderstorm which prompted the warning has moved out of the warned area. Therefore, the warning has been canceled. A tornado warning remains in effect until 2:45 p.m. for Vance, northeastern Wake, and Franklin counties. At 2:24 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a severe squall line capable of producing both tornadoes and extensive straight-line wind damage. These dangerous storms were located 7 miles east of Raleigh, moving northeast at 45 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Henderson, Lewisburg, Zebulon, Franklinton, Cottrell, Bunn, Wendell, Youngsville, Middleburg, Centerview, Pilot, Gilbert, South Henderson, Ingleside, and Dabney. This is AB4SL with Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of criteria severe weather.
KK4IQA.
This is AB4SL with Central Carolina Skywarn. At 2:27 p.m., National Weather Service in Raleigh issued this severe weather statement. The severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Harnett County has been canceled. The line of storms which prompted the warning have moved out of the warned area. Therefore, the warning has been canceled. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 2:45 p.m. for Johnston, southwestern Nash, Wilson, northern Sampson, and Wayne counties. At 2:25 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a line of severe thunderstorms capable of producing winds in excess of 60 miles per hour. These storms are located along the line extending from near Nashville to 8 miles northeast of Keener, moving northeast at 65 miles per hour. A tornado warning also remains in effect for Johnston County until 2:45 p.m. this afternoon. Locations impacted include Goldsboro, Smithfield, Clinton, Wilson, Clayton, Wilson's Mills, Elm City, Fremont, Bailey, Bonnetsville, Keener, 5 East Corner, Van Crossroads, West Smithfield, Plainview, Selma, Four Oaks, Pine Level, Kenley, and Spring Hope. This is AB4SL with Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of criteria severe weather.
Central Carolina Skywarn, this is KF4PYO.
KF4PYO, go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. I'm located just outside of Micro, Fisher Road. And we just had a really strong winds come through. And I want to say I was looking at the clouds. I want to say I saw what looked like a weak rotation that moved over. And as that moved over, the winds really picked up. I can't give you an estimate. It's kind of difficult, but I know it blew. I want to guess over. There might have been a gust over 50.
Okay, estimated wind speeds of 50 miles per hour, strong winds, observation of weak rotation, and this is Micro, and can you give me the street and cross street?
The intersection of Shoe Hill and Hatcher Road. I am at the intersection of Shoe Hill and Hatcher Road, and the wind's starting to pick up again.
Okay, intersection of Shoe Hill and Hatcher Road. And what is the county for Micro?
Johnston County.
Thank you. Do you have a spotter ID?
Yes, ma'am. Name's Jacob. Call sign AI4YO.
Okay, Jacob, I know who you are now. And do you have a spotter ID? Have you received a spotter ID?
No, ma'am. I don't believe it's been a long time. Attended any Skywarn sessions or anything.
Not a problem, Jacob. What time did you observe the strong winds and weak rotation?
Approximately 2:30.
Thank you very much, sir. Stay safe. Appreciate your report.
Between 2:20 and 2:30.
Okay, got it. Between 2:20 and 2:30. Thank you. NC4BA.
KB3JJJ with damage report.
AB4SL. This is AB4SL with Central Carolina Skywarn. At 2:27 p.m., National Weather Service in Raleigh issued this severe weather statement. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 2:45 p.m. for Johnston, southwestern Nash, Wilson, northern Sampson, and Wayne counties. At 2:25 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a line of severe thunderstorms capable of producing damaging winds in excess of 60 miles per hour. These storms were located along a line extending from Nashville to 8 miles northeast of Keener, moving northeast at 65 miles per hour. This is AB4SL with Central Carolina Skywarn.
KB3JJJ with the damage report.
Go ahead, KJ. I'm sorry, Mike, go ahead.
That's okay, Virginia. It's one of those days. I'm at the intersection of Capitol Boulevard, Route 1, and Main Street, and this is in Wake Forest, North Carolina. I have a large green sign, you know, the big road signs. I have it completely bent over. It is bent over in the back, upside down. I took a picture, and I'm just about to email it to you.
Okay, got it. Great. Thank you. NC4B. Oh, Mike, what's your spotter number again?
And I apologize for continuously forgetting to tell you. It's WAK244, KB3JJJ.
NC4BA.
This is AB4SL with Central Carolina Skywarn. At 2:32 p.m., National Weather Service in Raleigh issued this severe weather statement for tornado watch number four. Tornado watch number four remains valid until 6 p.m. this evening for the following counties in North Carolina. Halifax, Nash, Warren, Edgecombe, Harnett, Sampson, Wayne, Franklin, Johnston, Vance, and Wilson counties. This is AB4SL with Central Carolina Skywarn. At 2:34 p.m., National Weather Service and Model issued this severe weather statement. A tornado warning remains in effect until 2:45 p.m. for Franklin County. At 2:34 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a severe squall line capable of producing both tornadoes and extensive straight-line wind damage. These dangerous storms are located near Zebulon, 14 miles east of Raleigh, moving northeast at 45 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Lewisburg, Bunn, Centerview, Pilot, and Ingleside. This is AB4SL with Central Carolina Skywarn. At 2:34 p.m., National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Wilson, Halifax, Wayne, and Edgecombe counties, effective until 3:30 p.m. this afternoon. Once again, the National Weather Service in Raleigh has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Wilson, Halifax, Wayne, and Edgecombe counties, effective until 3:30 p.m. At 2:33 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a line of severe thunderstorms capable of producing damaging winds in excess of 58 miles per hour. These storms are located along the line extending from near Bailey to near Spivey's Corner and moving east at 60 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Rocky Mount, Goldsboro, Tarboro, Mount Olive, Halifax, Wilson, Scotland Neck, Elm City, Fremont, Walnut Creek, Saratoga, Enfield, Princeville, Sharpsburg, Pinetop, Stantonsburg, Black Creek, Whitakers, Pikeville, and Macclesfield. Once again, a severe thunderstorm warning has been issued until 3:30 p.m. for Wilson, Halifax, Wayne, and Edgecombe counties. This is AB4SL with Central Carolina Skywarn standing by for spotter reports of criteria severe weather.
KK4IQA with a damage report.
MC4VA for take the damage report.
MC4VA, I've got a report of a couple of pine trees down across the northbound lanes of US-1. That is just south of the old US-1 exit.
Pine trees down on northbound US number 1, and this is just south of the old US number 1 exit, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. Pine trees have cleared the lanes, but there are debris in the lanes. Pine trees are about probably 8 to 10 inches.
Say that last part again. You said they're how big in diameter?
Approximately 8 to 10 inches.
Okay, 8 to 10 inches in diameter. Is there more than one pine tree?
Yeah, there were actually several groups of about probably 2 to 3 trees down.
Okay, several pine trees down 8 to 10 inches in diameter, northbound US number 1, just south of the exit. And did you say they're, I'm sorry, did you say whether they are blocking the road or whether they have been moved?
Fire crews have cleared the road. The lanes are open, but there are debris all over the road.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much. And by the way, what county is that?
I apologize, that's Chatham County, and my spotter ID is Charlie Hotel Alpha 131.
Do you have a spotter ID?
Spotter ID is Charlie Hotel Alpha 121.
Okay, got it, Charlie, Hotel Alpha 121. Okay, and I assume you just came across this as you're driving, is that correct?
Yes, I am both.
Okay, great report. Thank you so much. Drive carefully. If you have further reports, please call us back. NC4VA.
This is AB4SL with Central Carolina Skywarn at 2:37 p.m. National Weather Service. Morale issued this severe weather statement. The tornado warning for Johnson County will be allowed to expire at 2:45 p.m. this afternoon. The storm which prompted the warning has moved out of the area, therefore the warning will be allowed to expire. In addition, the tornado warning for Vance and northeastern Wake counties has been canceled. The tornadic thunderstorm which prompted the warning has moved out of the warned area, therefore the warning has been canceled. This is AB4SL with Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of criteria severe weather.
Whiskey 2, Charlie Golf, Portable 4.
Kilo Golf 4, Victor Delta Mike with a damage report.
Please stand by one moment, NC4VA. There were two stations. There was KJ4VDM and there was another station in there. Let me take the other station first and then KJ4VDM. Other station, go ahead.
Yes, this is Whiskey 2, Charlie Golf, Mobile 4.
Okay, Whiskey 2, Charlie Golf, go ahead with your report.
Yeah, I'm traversing on I-795 southbound about mile 10, experiencing severe wind shear, visibility less than a quarter mile, no damage to report, but heavy rain and heavy wind shear.
Okay, thank you very much. Heavy rain and heavy wind shear. And I've got your location. If you come across any damage, please call us back and let us know, and please drive very safely. Slow down for the conditions. Thank you, NC4VA. KG4VDM, go ahead with your report.
Virginia is 327 North Main Street in White Forest. We have an oak tree approximately 3 feet in diameter broke off and into the street. It's broke off about 15 feet up and it was across the road. It's been cleared. I'm also checking on another report off Capitol Boulevard where a board sign has been blown over. This information was given to me by a police officer in town. Said he saw a funnel cloud come through Wake Forest.
Okay, Jack, you're a little bit scratchy there. Let me see if I've got it. You said 327, and I didn't catch the street in Wake Forest. Can you say it again twice?
North Main Street, which is also US 1A. Right near the Wake Forest College Birthplace Museum.
Okay, what's the closest cross street to 327 North Main?
It will be Juniper, J-U-N-I-P-E-R, and two cross streets will be Pine Street and Juniper.
Okay, got the Juniper. And you said there was an oak tree that was broken and falling into the street. What was the diameter of that?
Approximately 3 feet in diameter. A very large tree and about 15 feet up from the ground where it broke off at. And there's other several large limbs from other trees in the area.
Okay, do you know when this happened, or did you just drive across it?
I'm not sure when it occurred, but it's been within the last 45 minutes, I would say.
Okay, got it. Jake, what's your ID, spotter ID?
Whiskey Alpha Kilo 275.
Whiskey Alpha Kilo 275, and you said you're also investigating another one, incident or event on Capitol Boulevard with a billboard sign that has been blown over. When you verify the location of that, will you call back with that one as well, NC4VA?
I am at it now. It's at Capitol Boulevard, right across from the entrance to the old Wake Forest Country Club. The closest cross street will be Purnell Road.
Okay, got it. At Capitol Boulevard near Purnell Road, billboard sign blown over. Okay, anything else to add?
Negative, not at this time. I'm going to investigate further within what it seems to be a direct line, maybe a damage.
Okay, great report. Thank you very much, NC4VA.
KC4VDM.
This is a before SL with Central Carolina Skywarn. The tornado warning for Franklin County was allowed to expire at 2:45 p.m. this afternoon. In addition, a severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect. Oh, I'm sorry. The severe thunderstorm warning for Eastern Granville, Vance, Southeastern Wake, and Franklin counties was allowed to expire at 2:45 also. This is AB4SL with Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of criteria severe weather.
Is there flooding still going on? Is it as much as 6 inches deep?
About 5 inches, and it's all moving into the roadside ditches and all, and everything, but the properties, the yard, and that sort of thing, were flooded with about 4 or 5 inches, and everything is all moving into the roadside ditches.
Okay, got it. And you said that you had 2 inches. Was that a measured or an estimate?
Measured.
Okay, 2 inches, and you said that was in 2.5 hours. Is that correct?
An hour and a half.
Okay. Okay, and what was the location of that?
Western Wayne County, Rosewood.
Okay, do you have a spotter ID?
No, I don't.
Okay, and it's Kilo India 4, Zulu Papa uniform?
Zulu Bravo uniform.
Okay, Zulu Bravo uniform, is that correct?
That's correct.
All right, thank you very much, NC4VA.
Careful, GV here.
Additional damage reports in C4VA. Back to 84SL.
This is AB4SL with Central Carolina Skywarn. At 2:51 p.m., National Weather Service in Raleigh issued this severe weather statement. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 3:15 p.m. for Nash and Halifax counties. At 2:50 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a line of severe thunderstorms capable of producing damaging winds in excess of 60 miles per hour. These storms are located along a line extending from 11 miles northwest of Lillington to Nashville, moving northeast at 65 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Rocky Mount, Roanoke Rapids, Nashville, Halifax, Dorchess, Lillington, Momire, South Rosemary, Red Oak, Enfield, Sharpsburg, Weldon, Whitakers, Castalia, Aventon, Airlie, Battlesboro, Rosemary, Glenview, and South Weldon. Also, in addition to that, the severe thunderstorm warning for Warren County has been canceled. The line of storm which prompted the warning have moved out of the area, therefore the warning has been canceled. Also, regarding tornado watch number 4, the following counties, the tornado watch number 4 has been canceled for the following counties in the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area. Those counties are Durham, Lee, Orange, Wake, Granville, Pearson, Chatham, and Chatham counties. Those counties have been removed from tornado watch number 4. The following counties remain in tornado watch number 4, effective until 6 p.m. Edgecombe, Franklin, Halifax, Harnett, Johnston, Nash, Sampson, Vance, Warren, Wayne, and Wilson counties. This is AB4SL with Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of criteria severe weather.
KK4ATD with report.
Is there a damage report in C4VA?
Yes, Virginia, this is Roy, Kilo 4 Alpha Tango Delta. The approximately 235, I was running fast. Still small, the lights are out, police are directing traffic. I just want to give you that heads up on that.
Okay, here you got some traffic lights out. Be careful. Do you see any damage which has caused those lights to be out, such as power lines down or trees down?
Negative, Virginia. The streets are Dartmouth and Rowan, right there off of Six Forks, Dartmouth, Six Forks, Rowan. The lights are out, police direct. But I did not see any damage that would cause them.
Okay, so traffic lights are out at Dartmouth and Rowan, and that is in Raleigh. Okay, anything else?
Not at this time. KK4ATD.
Thank you very much. NC4VA. my station calling. If you up your power any, try it. I've just turned the volume up. You're a little bit weak in there. Go ahead. Go ahead, Chris.
I got two damage reports, both locations are carry. First at, it's going to be 426 West Park Street in carry.
426 West Parker Street in carry. Go ahead.
Just Park Street, Papa Alpha Romeo Kilo.
Okay, spell the name of the street again.
Papa Alpha Romeo Kilo.
Got it. Park Street in Cary.
We have a tree that was fell down, hit the roof of the house, and then kind of fell off to the side of the house. Diameter is approximately 8 inches. Multiple branches just fell off. Smashed on the side of the house, and that's the one at the 426 West Park Street.
Okay, 8-inch diameter tree down, hit roof of house, 426 West Park Street in Cary. Okay, anything else on that one? Try it again in a moment. I have a feeling you're mobile, so I'll find a better spot. NC4VA.
Is this one any better?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
All right, switch the other radio. All right, so the second one is 422 West Park Street, so two houses down. There's about a 35, 40 foot tall pine tree that fell over and smashed the car that was in the driveway of the house.
Ooh. Okay, 422 West Park Street, 35 to 45 foot tree, fallen and smashed car in the driveway.
That's correct. I'm guessing the diameter is about 12 inches or so.
12 inches in diameter.
Yeah, and that's all I have for now. Cary PD has been on scene, and fire is also around the corner as well. There could be other damage on other streets, but these ones are pretty substantial. Spotter number is Whiskey Alpha Kilo 230.
Got it. Whiskey Alpha Kilo 230. And did you notice damage to the roof of the house at the 426 West Park Street residence?
No, it looks like maybe some of the smaller branches just hit the roof and the main trunk part just fell on the side. So I really don't see much damage on the actual roof from my vantage. And also the time, ask both these people, the estimated time of when this happened was about 1350.
Okay, got it. Great report, Chris. Thank you very much. NC4VA.
This is AB4SL with Central Carolina Skywarn. As a reminder, severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 3:15 p.m. for Nash and Halifax counties. At 2:50 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a line of severe thunderstorms capable of producing damaging winds in excess of 60 miles per hour. These storms were located along a line extending from 11 miles northwest of Littleton to Nashville, moving northeast at 65 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Rocky Mount, Roanoke Rapids, Nashville, Halifax, Dorchester, Littleton, Molmeyer, South Rosemary, Red Oak, Enfield, Sharpsburg, Weldon, Whitakers, Castalia, Aventon, Airlie, Battleboro, Rosemary, Glenview, and South Weldon. In addition, a severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect for, until 3:30 p.m. for Wilson, Halifax, Wayne, and Edgecombe counties. At 2:33 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a line of severe thunderstorms capable of producing damaging winds in in excess of 58 miles per hour. These storms are located along the line extending from near Bailey to near Spivey's Corner, moving east at 60 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Rocky Mount, Goldsboro, Tarboro, Mount Olive, Halifax, Wilson, Scotland Neck, Elm City, Fremont, Walnut Creek, Saratoga, Enfield, Princeville, Sharpsburg, Pine Tops, Stantonsburg, Black Creek, Whitakers, Pikeville, and Macclesfield. This is AB4SL with Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of criteria severe weather.
NC4VA, KK4VMF.
KK4VM station, let me have the last letter of your call sign.
Victor Michael Foxtrot.
Got it, KK4VMF. Go ahead with your report.
2 inches of rain in approximately 1 hour and 22 minutes. Wind gust, one wind gust has been gusted 45 miles an hour approximately 10 minutes ago.
Was that wind gust measured? So estimated wind gust 45 miles per hour approximately 10 minutes ago, and you said 2 inches of rain in an hour and 22 minutes. Was that measured as well as timed?
Yes, that was measured as well as timed.
Okay, and do you have a spotter number?
Yes, ma'am. Spotter number WYN125.
Okay, WYN125, and what is your street and closest cross street where this occurred?
Street would be Mills Road, the cross street of Big Pen Dairy Road.
Okay, Mills Road, and what was the second one, I'm sorry?
Big Pen Dairy Road.
Okay, I'm not sure I'm hearing this. Was that Pig Pen?
Big Pen, James Hilo.
Sorry, I got a phone call at the same time. Is that Big Ben, like the clock?
Ma'am, Big Ben, Tango, Hilo, India.
Scott, can you make that out for me?
Tango, Big Ben, Virginia.
Okay, and what is the street, I mean not street, the city?
Mount Olive.
Okay, got it on Mount in Mount Olive. Okay. Anything else? Any trees down?
No, ma'am, no damage to report at this time. Just heavy rains and a little high winds. No heavy damage, no trees to report.
Okay, one last question. That 1 hour and 22 minutes, what was the start and end time?
Start time was approximately
1:45
p.m.
Okay, so roughly from 1:45 to 3:07 p.m., is that correct?
That is correct.
All right, thank you very much for your report. Take care, NC4VA.
I need to update you on the North Main damage. We got damage sporadically from the 300 block of North Main Street to the 800 block of North Main Street. Here in Wake Forest, numerous trees blown over, large limbs down. This is the historical district of town, and there is sporadic damage to some houses here. I haven't got a violent tally yet.
Okay. Numerous trees down between 300 block and 800 block of North Main Street in Lake Park, and some sporadic damage to houses as well. Is that correct?
That is correct, and the cross streets near the 300 block will be Pine Street, and near the 800 block will be Oak Street.
Okay, so between 300 block and 800 block, also bounded by Pine Street and Oak Street. Anything else?
That's all this time that I've seen.
Okay, and when you said damage to the houses, what's the most severe damage that you're seeing, Jay?
Some just cosmetic damage such as siding, aluminum siding torn off by the limbs, and maybe some storm ones that's broken. So far, that's the only thing I've seen. Just some limbs were in the street also, which has been cleared up, and this has caused a major power outage here in Wake Forest due to these limbs.
Okay, got it. If you see further, call us back. Thank you very much, and I've got your ID is WAK275. Thank you.
KG4BDM, clear.
KD4UJC with damage report.
KD4UJC, go ahead.
Yes, ma'am, this is KD4UJC, spotter Juliet Hotel, November 173, on Strickland's Crossroads Road, at the intersection of Strickland's Crossroads Road and Coates Road. 30-foot flagpole blown over onto a vehicle. According to the occupants, it happened approximately 1430.
Okay, spotter number JHN173 at Strickland's Crossroads Road and Coates Road in Johnson County. 30-foot flagpole blown over on a car, and it was estimated the time would be 1430 hours. Is that correct?
That is correct. KD4UJC.
Great report. Thank you very much. KD4BN. Damage to house noticed at this time. Okay. Okay, great report. And did you see this, or you come upon it, Chuck?
Well, I'm out doing surveying now, so that's, well, here's another huge one. This one's much bigger. Would you like to take it?
Sure would. Go ahead.
Okay, north 35, 55, 204, west 78, 34, 775.
This appears to be about a 2-foot diameter tree that has fallen to a house. Again, does not appear to, it did some gutter damage to the house. Is that it?
Okay, and let me get the last part. I've got north 35, 55, 204, and west 78, 34, and I didn't get the last three digits.
775.
Got it, 775, 2-foot diameter tree falling into house and created gutter damage. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Great report. Appreciate you doing the after-storm damage surveys. One of the most important things spotters can do. And if you have further reports, call us back, NC4VA.
That's 3WZN.
This is AB4SL with Central Carolina Skywarn. The severe thunderstorm warning for Nash and Halifax counties was allowed to expire at 3:15 p.m. The line of storms which prompted the warning have moved out of the warned area. Therefore, the warning was allowed to expire. This is AB4SL with Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of criteria severe weather.
Scott, can you take the next damage report in C coordinates?
KJ4LKE, go ahead, Chris.
Hey, I have a full-size oak tree that has fell over on top of the house from the roots, so it didn't break off or anything. The whole thing tipped over. Still resting on the house. Address is 503 Ridgecrest Road, Cary. This happened about 1:50 p.m. Diameter of the base of the tree looks to be about a foot and a half.
Okay, let me make sure I've got that right. Large oak tree, approximate diameter 1.5 feet, has fallen on the house, and the address is 503 Ridgecrest Road in Cary. Is that correct, Chris?
That was Ridgecrest Road.
Ridgecrest Road, correct.
That's correct.
And what was the time on that again, Chris?
About 1:50, so 13:50.
Okay, copy that. Great report. Appreciate it. AB4SL with Central Carolina Skywarn. Chris, what's your spotter ID number? KJ4LKE, what's your spotter number, Chris?
Whiskey Alpha Kilo 230.
Copy that, 230. Great report. Thanks, Chris. Find anything else, let us know. AB4SL with Central Carolina Skywarn.
KJ4LKE, mobile.
This is AB4SL with Central Carolina Skywarn. At 3:16 p.m., the National Weather Service issued this severe weather statement, the severe thunderstorm warning for Wilson, Halifax, Wayne, and Edgecombe counties has been canceled. The line of storm prompted the warning have moved out of the area. Therefore, the warning has been canceled. Once again, the severe thunderstorm warning for Wilson, Halifax, Wayne, and Edgecombe counties has been canceled. This is AB4SL with Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of criteria severe weather.
Database. But if you want to find a schedule of classes, you can visit www.raleigh/skywarn. That's www.raleigh/skywarn. And you can see a listing of classes. The next one coming up is Thursday, January 23rd at 7 p.m. And this spotter training is hosted by Tierra of the Triangle East Amateur Radio Association. It will be held at the Wendell United Methodist Church, 129 North Main Street in Wendell. This training is open to the public, and there's no pre-registration required. You just simply show up. Tierra would love to have you attend that basic spotter training. There are further trainings that are going to be offered in March and April, and you can find those on the Skywarn website, the National Weather Service website on the Skywarn page. If a face-to-face class does not fit into your schedule, you can take free web-based Skywarn spotter training. It's offered through ComEd. Information about that is just below the schedule of classes on the Skywarn page of the National Weather Service website. Pause if anybody has any questions about that. It's important. Okay, nothing heard, and I want to thank all those folks who have given spotter reports today, and particularly appreciative of those, too, who have gone out in their neighborhoods or communities and done after storm damage surveys. Those reports have been very helpful. All of these have been relayed to the National Weather Service, and they are most appreciative of these reports. It's before the end. Location of that again.
Okay, it's Joyner, Juliet, Oscar, Yankee, November, Echo, Romeo, Road, and Rhodes, Romeo, Hotel, Oscar, Delta, Echo, Sierra, Pond, Road, and the building is a wooden storage building. It was perfectly intact yesterday.
Okay, and this is Joyner Road and Rhodes Pond Road in Johnson County. Is this out in the country or is this in town?
Out in the country, and it's Joyner Ridge Road.
Is that ridge like R-I-D-G-E?
Bridge, Bravo, Romeo, India, Delta, Golf, Echo, Road, Joyner Bridge Road.
Got it. Thank you for your patience. Joyner Bridge Road and Rhodes Pond Road. Okay, 10 by 12 storage building demolished by wind, and it was a wooden building. Great report, and I've got your spotter number as JHN173. Anything else?
Not at this time. Still riding around doing damage assessment. KD4 UJC.
Okay, great report. Thank you very much, and call us back if you find anything else. NC4VA.
This is a B4SL with Central Carolina Skywarn. Currently, there's no longer any active warnings in the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area. So I'm going ahead and bring down the tones, and we will go back to the standby mode. Remember, standby mode means this is a non-directed net. The repeater is free for normal amateur activity, However, there are a number of damage reports coming in, so if you do need to use this machine, please leave long breaks for the damage reports. And I encourage all those out surveying damage to forward your reports through Central Carolina Skywarn. Go ahead and bring down the tones now and go down to standby mode. This is AB4SL with Central Carolina Skywarn.
Skywarn clear.
This is AB4SL with Central Carolina Skywarn. And as a reminder, these counties remain in a tornado watch, effective until 6 p.m. Edgecombe, Franklin, Halifax, Harnett, Johnston, Nash, Sampson, Vance, Warren, Wayne, and Wilson counties. This is AB4SL with Central Carolina Skywarn.
AB4SL, AB4Tango.
Go ahead, station calling.
AB4SL, AB4Sierra. This is AB4Tango, Alpha Bravo 4 Tango. How's my signal?
That sounds good.
Okay, thank you. I just moved the antenna up into the attic. I think I've got it pointed at the computer.
Sounds good. AB4SL, Central Carolina Skywarn.
AB4 Sierra Lima, AB4 Tango, we're clear. Thank you.
AB4 SL from KB3 JJJ.
Go ahead, KB3 JJJ.
Good afternoon. I just wanted to mention to you, I wanted to apologize. When that large wind came through my area, it took out my power and my internet. So when that happened, the stream went down. And there's still no estimate of when I'm going to get either of those things back. So I just wanted to apologize that the stream went down, but you know how it goes. KV3JJJ.
No need to apologize at all. A lot of stuff going on this afternoon. But do appreciate you letting us know, Mike. This is AB4SL.
AB4SL, what's your name there? My name is Harry.
This is AB4SL. Name here is Scott.
Okay, Scott. I've got a four-element quad. I hope it's pointed right at you. Turning the highest power this little rig will run.
Sounds very good. Very little noise at all. AB4SL.
Thank you, sir. In regards to all the Skywarn folks, you do a great job. AB14, we're clear.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. AB4SL with Central Carolina Skywarn.
AB4SL, KK4BVR.
KK4BVR, go ahead, Wade.
Yes, sir. I'm at Garner Road in Woodland. I have a lot of debris on the road. Traffic lights are out. I'm still looking to see if I can see any other damage.
Okay, you mentioned debris in the roadway.
Affirmative, and traffic lights are not working.
Okay, what debris is in the roadway? Trees, branches, what?
Branches.
And their approximate diameter?
Two to three inches.
Are those blocking the roadway, Wade?
Negative.
Okay, give me the location again, if you would, please, Wade. Garner at Woodland.
Affirmative, spotter number Whiskey Alpha Kilo 237.
Is that in Garner?
Affirmative.
Okay, appreciate it. This is AB4SL with Central Carolina Skywarn.
KK4BVR standing by.
Control from KG4VDM with an update.
KG4BDM. Go ahead, Jay.
Virginia, I do have one house on North Main Street. It's at the corner of North Main and Pine Street. It has sustained some roof damage and wall damage from a tree that did fall on it. And also one other, about a two foot limb in diameter fell on the side of a house at the corner of Elizabeth Avenue and East Chestnut Street in Wake Forest.
Okay, so two reports. Home at the corner of North Main Street and Pine Street in Wake Forest suffered roof and wall damage by a fallen tree. And then the second report, a 2 foot in diameter limb fell in the house at Elizabeth Avenue and East Chestnut Street in Wake Forest. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much. If you come across anything more, call us back. You're doing a great job. NC4VA.
I'll have pictures sent along to you in the next day or so.
Excellent. Got a spotter training coming up. I'd love to incorporate some of those in. All right, thank you, NC4VA.
Several limbs from a large tree that have came down all about
6 to 8 inches in diameter on the house, and additionally on, I think, two vehicles.
Okay, copy that. Appreciate it, Wade. Great reports. AB4SL with Central Carolina Skywarn.
TK4BVR standing by.
NC4VA, KG4BDM.
KG4BDM, go ahead, Jake.
Virginia, I want to back off on that block range on North Main Street. Back it down to 700 under block instead of 800.
Okay, will do. Thank you very much. NC4VA.
Central Carolina Skywarn. As a reminder, the following counties remain in a tornado watch effective until 6 p.m. Edgecombe, Franklin, Halifax, Harnett, Johnston, Nash, Sampson, Vance, Warren, Wayne, and Wilson counties. This is AB4SL with Central Carolina Skywarn standing by for spotter reports of criteria, weather, and or damage reports. AB4SL.
Skywarn, this is KJ4TAL.
Scott, can you take that if it's a damage report and speak for the end?
KJ4TAL, go ahead.
Yes, just wanted to make everyone aware of going in towards Smithfield on 70 East. There is a old tree down on some lines, and they've got the two lanes closed coming and going on 70 East into Smithfield. It's about maybe a mile outside of town. Clear.
Okay, 70 East going into Smithfield. The two eastbound lanes are closed. A tree crossed the roadway, is that correct?
It's across some power lines, and they're getting mighty low, so they're working on getting the tree off the lines. But nothing is down on the road, but they've got it blocked so that it does not continue falling and fall onto someone. Clear.
Okay, copy that. Tree on the power lines, which are going across the road, they've stopped traffic due to that. Is that correct?
That is correct.
About what size diameter tree would you say that is?
Good. Maybe 3 to 4 foot.
Okay. Were you able to tell if that was a live tree or a dead tree?
It looked like it was pretty much dead.
Okay. Do you have a spotter ID number?
No, I don't. My husband's a member, but I'm not. But I called to tell him about it, and he said, call it in. So I did.
Okay, great report. Appreciate it. This is AB4SL, Central Carolina Skywarn.
KJ4TAL, clear.
KJ4TAL, KD4UJC. Is that 70 or 70 business going into Smithfield?
I believe it's 70 East.
Okay, coming into Smithfield, the town itself, that would be 70 business. Bad thing about coming into Johnson County, you got 70 business, 70 bypass, 70A. That would be 70 business if it's coming into Smithfield.
Copy that. I'm heading out, so my Garmin's just saying 70 west, so considering it's going the other way, that's why I was saying 70 east, but it may well, probably is the business, because I did come out the business side of town.
Okay. Reason I was asking is Scott does not live in Johnston County, and those listening would get confused. Okay, Scott, that would be 70 business.
Thank you for the clarification. KJ4TAL.
KD4UJC, Scott, did you copy? That would be 70 business.
4 BVR.
Give a call sign and clear up. This is Lake Katie 4 UJC.
This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Sky 1. We're going to give AP4SL a break. Pat's done a wonderful job. So this is NC4VA now standing by for Central Carolina Sky 1 for any further damage report.
NC4VA, thank you for BVR damage report.
Okay, there were two stations in there, so let me take KK4BVR first and then I'll come back and get this back on. Go ahead, Wade.
Yes, ma'am. I'm at 822 Oakwater in Garner. I have a 10-inch tree. It's about 40 foot high, and it broke off about the 25 foot level that is laying in the driveway.
Okay, at 822 Oakwater, and is that street drive, you know, the, what kind of thoroughfare it is?
I'm sorry, say again, Virginia.
Is that Oakwater Street, Oakwater Drive, Oakwater Road, do you know?
I believe it's Drive. It's, the closest cross street would be Woodland.
Okay, Oakwater Drive in Garner. The closest cross street is Woodland Street. 10-inch diameter tree, approximately 40 foot tall, broke in two at about 25 feet from the ground level. Is that correct?
Affirmative. Spotter number Whiskey Alpha Kilo 237.
Got it. Thank you very much, Wade. Great report. Appreciate it. Was there additional station with a damage report? Please come.
Negative, Virginia. This is AB4SL.
Okay. Thank you very much. NC4VA. Standing by for spotter report. While we're waiting, tornado watch number 4 remains in effect at 6 p.m. for the following Central Carolina Sky 1 County. Edgecombe, Franklin, Halifax, Harnett, Johnston, Nash, Sampson, Vance, Warren, Wayne, and Wilson counties. And I'm watching these conditions are favorable for severe weather development around the watch area. NC4VA, Central Carolina Sky 1.
NC4VA, KK4BVR.
Go ahead, Wade.
Yes, ma'am. It's going to be the corner of Woodland and Garner Road behind the Rite Aid. I've got about a 6 to 8 inch pine tree down, blocking the back part of the area by the drive-through pharmacy.
Woodland and Garner Road in Garner, 6 to 8 inch pine tree down and blocking the drive through at the pharmacy. Is that the Rite Aid pharmacy?
That's affirmative. All my reports have been within probably a 6 block area. And nobody in this area has power.
Gotcha. Okay, great report. Thank you, Wade. NC4VA.
KK4BVR.
NC4VA, KD4UJC.
Station with the damage report, come again.
No damage report, this Kilo Delta 4 Uniform Juliet Charlie. I've done a route about a 20 mile radius around my house. All the back roads, side roads, and country roads. Called in all the damage I've seen. I'm back under the garage. If something else comes up, I will come back out after a minute and do another report. KD4 EJC.
Okay, thank you so much. I can't thank you enough for your damage surveys in Johnson County. They've been invaluable. And the NWS is slowly getting out the local storm reports. They've had quite a few storm reports. And appreciate all that you've done for your county and for Skywarn. Anyway, put your feet up for a little while and get some rest. You've earned it. NC4VA.
Anytime. Hopefully not in the near future. KD4, UJC.
This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. The tornado watch number 4, tornado watch number 4 has been canceled the following counties within the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area. Edgecombe, Franklin, Halifax, Cardiff, Johnson, Nash, Sampson, Vance, Warren, Wayne, and Wilson counties. And so that means there are no counties within the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area at this time under a watch. So we believe that we will stay up for just a few minutes in case there are any more damage reports. After a few minutes, we'll conclude Skywarn activity. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn. Clear.